This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
We're getting Ricky Skaggs on this show. Remind me? You really don't know Ricky Skaggs.
Jeff Lutz.
Son of the late, great Bob Skaggs.
You're funny.
I'm so funny, it's almost hard to bear.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
I am so totally turned on right now, I could speak.
Welcome back, everyone. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz with you. Max Power is producing and engineering the show. 869-1240 is the phone number. As we wait for the next domino to fall in Major League Baseball, we got a rumor out there that, you know, anytime I get a rumor.
Well, rumors are.
Chandler Rome from MLB.com reporting that the Astros are hot in pursuit of Nolan Arenado. That's intriguing.
Did he use those words?
Yes. Let's
we'll get back.
We'll talk some more baseball. Here's our friend Ralph, who may not want to go by that name with the subject matter we're going to talk about here shortly. Ralph, welcome. How are you?
I'm fine. You can bust my alias if you want. That's fine.
Well,
I'm going to come up with a new one.
You'll continue to be Ralph.
Okay, that's true.
For the purposes of this interview, you're Dave Holly, the longtime and esteemed Wichita Collegiate tennis coach, and you are being inducted into the Kansas State High School Hall of Fame. And we want to congratulate you on that. We're very happy for you.
Well, thank you very much. It's an incredible honor, and I'm actually pretty overwhelmed by this. Those are the people that are, when I've looked at the names in the past that have gone in there, and they're phenomenal, phenomenally successful. So I'm humbled and honored to be included in that, and looking forward to that process. So it'll be good.
Yeah, as I said, when my dad told me about it, if you're going in, it must be the first class of people to ever go in. I don't think that's the case, but long overdue, I would say, either way.
Quit sucking up.
I said it when he was not here, so I'm allowed to say it when he is here. But do you have to be not coaching actively anymore to go in?
Well, I think the rule is that you have to be not actively coaching or having been in the job for 30 years or longer. So I think that's either one, I think, is probably would have been okay. So Yeah,
you checked both of those boxes.
Being out of it a couple years has been nice. But now...
So I don't know that we've ever asked you, Ralph, about tennis. When did you get interested in tennis? Were you a really good player yourself? How did you become a tennis coach? Take us through that.
Well, it's when I was in high school in York, Nebraska. Our town was kind of a tennis town, but I hadn't really participated. I was more baseball and basketball. But we got a new basketball coach my freshman year from Kansas, by the way. In fact, his son played at Wichita State, Kevin Penner. And my coach was Lee Penner. And he decided that if you weren't playing football or running cross country or playing tennis in the fall, which were the three sports, then you had to do preseason conditioning. So I went out for one day of preseason conditioning, and I hated that. It was lifting weights and running, and I thought, well, if I'm going to run, why don't I be on the cross country team? But I didn't like to run that much. So the tennis team happened to be in a little bit of a downturn, and I played recreationally a little bit. So I went out, and my freshman year, I was probably toward the bottom of our list, but I got better at it. My sophomore year, I made top six. My junior year, I went to state tournament in doubles with my partner. And in my senior year, we actually won the state tournament. In Nebraska has a different format. You send one player. Every school sends a singles player and a doubles team, or they did in the day. And our singles player won the title, and my partner and I finished second in doubles. So we beat all these large schools that were around us, and kind of a big surprise. And so I thought, well, this is pretty great. And then when it came time for college, I went to a small junior college for 2 years. I played basketball and tennis. And by that point in time, tennis was kind of taking over my life. So then I switched to Harding University in Arkansas, which was quite a bit bigger, and just played tennis there. But I played pretty successfully. But when I got out, I had no intention of coaching anything. And tennis was not on the list at all. And when I came to Wichita, really the main reason I came to collegiate was because they were looking for somebody who not only could teach biblical studies and American history, but could coach tennis, and that was my hook. I had no experience, and I learned so much from other coaches around that were just so smart and willing to help me, and that was probably the beginning of it. And I really didn't intend to stay in it forever, but the more I was in it, the more I loved it, and been in a school that supports it, and that's been the greatest thing.
It's a good story.
Well, here's my story.
Not bad at all. Yeah. I must pass along the congratulations of one Jason Duda, who wanted me to share in this celebration. So that's the message from Jason.
That's got to be the best yet for you, Dave.
It is, yeah. His girl is just a hoot. I mean, I've only really talked to him one time in person, but I see her all the time.
Congratulations.
If she's not playing, yeah. I see what you're saying, yeah. But she's amazing. She's been a lot of fun to be around, and keeps us in line when we were running tournaments, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, what did you learn as a coach? I mean, how big of a difference was there between your first year at collegiate and your last year as far as your own knowledge, your own techniques, the way you presented that information? I had to imagine that for someone that successful, you probably sought out growth opportunities quite often.
I've said this and incredibly honest about it. There are people out there who are so much smarter about this game than me and really have technical knowledge that really I love to steal from. I think my biggest thing was probably enthusiasm and a desire to build a program and be willing to stay with it a long time and start young kids out at it. But from the very beginning, I've saw coaches that were successful at what they did. I worked for 4 summers at Riverside when Daryl Snyder was the pro there. And I mean, every day I went home, I felt like I'd learned something, first of all, either about the technical end of tennis. And I was a decent player, but I mean, he was an All-American at Texas. And so he knew so much more. And he'd t- taught me how to work with kids and really kind of be a good coach in the middle of a match. So there was all that. But then when I first got in, there were a couple older coaches who, one guy was a guy named Buck Balzer at Bueller, and then a guy named Ron Dawson at Smoky Valley. And these guys were probably 40 years, 50 years older than me, but have been successful for a long time and had large programs and kept the interest going for those kids and whatever. And they kind of became the people I looked to for advice, the people I looked to for this is how I'd want my program to be known. But one thing from the Dalston guy, every time they competed at our match, every single kid would come up at the end of the day and thank us for hosting. And our kids, that's one of the first things I put in, you know, that when we left the tournament, we told the hosts, hey, thanks for having us, because you didn't have to. You know, there are other teams out there. And so picking stuff up like that has really been, I think, maybe pretty important to me. But also learning later. I mean, I learned some stuff last 5 to 10 years that I hope made me a little bit better coach, even at the end of my time. And I think that's important, too.
Longtime Wichita Collegiate tennis coach Dave Hawley is with us. He goes by the undercover name of Ralph for radio purposes. You're going into the KSHSAA Hall of Fame with several others, one of whom is former South High soccer coach Klaus Kolmai. And I got to tell you, I've made a living out of pretending I hate soccer. But back in the day when Klaus, well, I don't hate it. I don't love it, but I don't hate it. Back when Klaus was coaching at South, I loved talking with him and did so frequently. Do you know Klaus at all?
I've met him twice. And the second time we probably talked for 5 minutes, he probably doesn't remember it. But one thing I did follow him. I'm not a big soccer guy myself, but we've got friends who are like immense soccer. I mean, they in 94 when the World Cup came to the U.S., they drove to Dallas to watch games there. And so I knew of him kind of through them. And I always noticed that, first of all, his teams were always competitive. But it wasn't just his teams. I mean, he was talking soccer up everywhere. And I think there's probably a lot of coaches out there who would say, you know, the biggest thing that ever happened to us was that he kind of, you know, created this, at least one of the very few, created this aura of soccer in Wichita. Wichita is a great soccer town. I mean, a great junior soccer town. These kids are excellent. They play all over the country and do well. This boy from Northwest a year ago was one of the national coach players of the year, and I think he's playing for Auburn now. This is pretty amazing what the town's become. And I think Klaus has a huge part of that, a very big part of it.
All right. Well, congratulations again. We're very happy for you. We feel like we should get a little chunk of the statue. I'm not sure why, but we feel that way. Congratulations.
Well, if I get a chance to say something, I'll be sure to work you into the speech about the things that the way you've contributed to it all. And you do, and Jeff does remember, I gave him a ride home from a tournament one time because I think his car broke down or something. So I think he owes me a little gas money still, if I'm not mistaken.
Probably so.
Way
yes,
that's quite a story. I hadn't heard that. I don't believe.
Have, but we'll tell it again.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay. Well, thanks
we'll
for
talk
having
to you
me.
Soon.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. There's one of the good guys, Ralph. I'm happy for the guy. That's a great honor and one that he most assuredly deserves.
Absolutely. And he did give me a ride home.
I just saw.
Very early on in my Eagle career, my first year.
What happened?
I didn't have a working car. I think you had to drop me off as like Heston or something, and then he brought me back.
Was I on my way to another game or something?
I don't know. But you set it up for Coach Hawley to take me home, and probably the first time I'd ever met Coach Hawley.
Well,
I wonder
I'm
what
sure
that
you,
conversation was like.
I'm sure you had a great conversation.
Because I'd just been broken up with two the previous evening. That was good.
Who broke up with you then?
The lovely young lady that went to see fireworks with us.
That wasn't the sprawling eagle situation, was it?
No, that wasn't the red eagle? Sprawling eagle situation. That was not that.
Why'd she break up with you?
I don't know.
What was it? What was
the? Because I was showing interest in someone else.
Is that were you?
Yeah.
Well, no wonder.
Hmm?
That's terrible.
It was a short. I was 18.
Did the showing interest in someone else amount to anything?
Nope.
Who was the someone else?
Her name was Rita.
Rita?
Yeah.
Well, that's too bad.
She was a softball player. She went to West High. I'd known her from Hadley Middle School. I went to her house once. They were having church in Spanish. Thought it was a good experience. And then that was basically it for Rita and me.
Never, nothing ever came of it.
That's correct.
Did you ever make it known to Rita that you had interest?
Oh, Rita knew, and Rita had interest also. I don't know why it fizzled.
Well, I wouldn't be happy if I were your wife right now.
Because I had interest in another woman 25
years
ago?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Oh, okay, well, I'm sure she's extremely offended.
You don't hear me talking about...
No, never.
All the, not all, the...
Right, the very select few, and not really select either. Kind of forced.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Kind of forced. Well, see, this is where it bugs me.
What?
I'm viewed as the bad guy on this show. And that's just as nasty a comment as...
How is that nasty?
Oh, you kind of forced your way in on... No, I didn't.
No, absolutely not.
No way.
Hey, I was just talking about how I got dumped. Everything's fine.
I don't recall ever getting dumped. Well, there's a couple times.
Yeah. Not ever, though. Just
well, a couple times I remember it.
Just four real main ones. Three? Four? I don't know.
Don't worry about what I do.
Okay, I won't.
It's not not any of your business.
I thought you said you're an open book. Just
what?
20 minutes ago.
Gosh, I had something I wanted to talk about. Now you've made me forget it.
Well, you were talking about Nolan Arenado.
Yeah, but I just need something to happen.
It is nice when things happen. Dedicate your
attention. You know he's not going to be with the Cardinals. So let's make it happen.
Do you think, and it doesn't really matter, I guess, but has the relationship deteriorated?
No. Just, you know, he wants to be on a team that's going to win. The Cardinals aren't necessarily in that position right now.
Not really.
And I think the Cardinals want to put him in a position where he can win. I don't think there's any animosity.
I was just wondering. It doesn't matter if there is, because...
Well, sure it
does.
They're
breaking up anyway.
You don't want animosity.
No, you don't. But, again, you got two entities that are not going to be with the franchise much longer anyway.
Who's that?
Mozeliak and Arenado.
Right.
So if they have animosity, big deal.
Well, they can deal with it later, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not going to put myself in the middle of that.
Nor
by the way,
he.
I just see here that David Montgomery has been lost for the season.
Not
one
good.
Of my top running backs.
What are you going to do now?
Now, I got some problems there.
Yeah, because it's...
Pacheco's... It's taken him a while. He's not been... A big factor.
Well, he's not
yet.
A bell cow guy.
Now, the kid from Dallas is pretty good.
Rico Dowdle.
He's pretty good.
He's good.
Astute move to get him, as was picking up Jonnu Smith from Miami.
He's been okay.
I've done a whale of a job with this
well,
team.
Well, again, I hope we meet in the finals. It'll be
you,
me and...
You've accused me in the past of not being engaged and not taking care of roster moves and... And I just obliterated Virgil. Virgil, where's your? Why aren't you calling?
I feel like I have the best team. You probably feel that way. Duda probably feels that way.
This is a blow. See, when you lose, when look at all the running backs I've lost: McCaffrey, Pacheco, now Montgomery.
It hurts.
Those are three of the top 15 in the whole league.
That's why you got to be on top of things. Make sure you're making. Moves, make sure you have some depth.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Make sure you have, when you see people getting dropped.
I guess Kenneth Walker gets back into the mainstream.
Like when people get dropped, like Ramondre Stevenson, why would you not go, I picked him up, but I'm like saying, like, why?
Well, I didn't notice he'd gotten dropped.
Mike,
I've still got Kenneth Walker.
Michael Pittman got dropped.
I don't need Michael Pittman.
I'm just saying there's these guys that you can find some value in even late in the season.
Well, I went and got Rico Dowdle.
Good.
Who had 149 yards yesterday. I went and got Brian Thomas from Jacksonville.
Heck of an effort. Two touchdowns yesterday.
Right. That's what I mean.
That's what you mean.
Why don't you give me some credit?
Still not going to outscore me, but not bad.
I'm not that worried about who I outscore.
You should be. You got Donaldo next round. What did Donaldo do?
Who's Donaldo?
Donald.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Well, I need to know who that is. I don't know who Donaldo is.
I don't know who it is.
It's Don Harms.
Okay.
Who I beat last time. He's our little Debbie salesman.
Oh, well, I hope he wins. If he wins, we can all have zebra cakes.
I think he owes me some. We'll take a break. We'll come back and visit about the NFL, some of the things we need to talk about. News earlier today that Jim Rome show is moving
to win
to the 2-5 time slot.
Uh-oh.
On January 6th. That seems to be a time slot already occupied on KFH.
By Jim Rome.
Jim Rome is a plow horse. If we get in his way, he'll bury us.
That's what it seems like.
So, we'll of course, we're always going to talk about things here on the show. Back in a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
The IHOP Hotline, sponsored by IHOP. Come in and try our fully loaded French toast, only at IHOP. 869-1240 if you'd like to get in. We've got about 30 minutes more to go in the show today. Announced earlier today that Jim Rome is taking his show to a different time slot. That time slot is 2 to 5 Central Time.
What?
And our time slot is 2 to 4 Central Time.
Hmm.
And there seems to be some overlap. I doubt that the two shows will air at the same time.
Is that an option?
So there will be something has to give. And our program director, Tony Dusing, has notified us. And I don't think he wants to lose the Bob and Jeff show on KFH. But we're not sure how it's going to fit. Jeff has a full-time job at KWCH. I have obligations with League 42.
Full-time job.
2 to 4 has been the optimum time slot for us. So we'll see as we move forward.
We'll see. Machinations. I don't know what that word means, so I can't finish the sentence, but something to do with machinations.
What do you mean?
Like there's a machine. It's at work. Something's going to happen.
That's a completely wrong use of that word.
It is?
Yeah.
Let me look it up. A plot or scheme.
Right.
So, yeah, machinations are at work.
Doesn't fit.
It doesn't?
No plot or scheme.
Well, we have a plot.
Here's the thing about the Jim Rome thing. He gets good ratings. He's a national show. He's the biggest sports talk host, probably in the country.
No question.
When it comes to sports, for sure. And when he says he's going to move his show to a different time slot, those of us in that time slot at a local station get bulldozed.
Yeah, I'm sure we're not the only ones dealing with this potential issue at the moment. Probably plenty of others across the country.
Now, do I sit around and get angry about it?
Yes.
Well, for an hour. but my anger has subsided. And now I'm just, I'm resigned to the fact that either we've worked something out or we, on January 6th, cease to exist.
More likely that we'll continue to exist, though.
Well, I don't know that.
You wouldn't put it at 51-49 even?
No, I wouldn't put anything on it.
Huh. I would.
I got to make sure it fits for me.
Well, I get it.
No offense, but I'm the most important guy.
Oh, yeah. We also probably wouldn't have Duda.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know what Duda would do.
Well, is he on this week at all?
Yeah, he's on this week.
What days?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
I might have a thing on Wednesday.
Well, he's in for me on Wednesday because I got to take my wife. I got to take my wife to a doctor's appointment.
Fine.
What do you have?
Staff luncheon.
I don't
Christmas
care about
luncheon.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. It'd be nice if Duda and the big fella could do it. Just do the show.
Well, let's find out.
You don't think the big fella could handle it?
I don't know. Could they?
The big fella has his own podcast.
He sure does. I've been on it.
Well, I haven't.
Like twice.
By the way, I've been asked to be on two podcasts after the first of the year.
What are those? Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'll get back to you. That's nothing you need to worry about.
That's what I just said. You're very predictable in that sense.
When it happens, I'll let you know.
Yeah, maybe
I'll. I'll tell you, without this show, if that were to happen, I will lose. Nobody will want me on anything.
Right. So why don't I get asked to be on these podcasts?
Because
I'm better.
It's hard to quantify that, but I would just say, no, you're not. No, really.
No, I would.
Yeah, I would.
I would say that. I wouldn't not say that. I wouldn't.
It's
say
not a competition, but if it was, this baby.
Well, tell me what the podcasts are, and let's see if I would be qualified for them.
A couple guys do a podcast. I think you've been on one of them.
Is it what's his name?
Josh D'Amico.
Yeah, he asked me to be on it again, and I said yes, and he ghosted me. So great,
he got me.
Good luck with that guy.
He thought he wasn't going to get me, and then he got me, and then he's.
He asked me like well over. Yeah, it was well over a year ago, and I said yeah, And
well,
I never
say
never,
yeah to anything.
Never heard. I was on his podcast once, and I did great. And they asked me to come back. Yeah, I'll do it. Never ghosted.
Well, they said what his partner probably said. Why are we getting Jeff when we could try Bob?
Do you want to be on the podcast of a guy who ghosted your son?
I don't care.
Wouldn't you be like, hey, clear it up with Jeff first?
How he feels about you has very little bearing on what I think.
Is that true?
Well, of course it is.
Huh, interesting.
I just said it.
Interesting.
Of course it's true.
Well, enjoy it.
Well, it doesn't happen. He may not want me.
He obviously does.
If the show goes away.
This show's not going away, I don't think.
Well, now wait a minute. You don't have a clue.
I don't think it will. That's what I believe.
If you had to ask me right now, I think there's a better than 50-50 chance it will.
Really?
Yes.
I'll keep it alive.
What would you do?
I don't know.
How would you keep it alive?
Figure it out, man. I got to keep repping FanDuel.
You really think you'd keep it alive?
I don't know.
Who would be your first call to be your partner?
Jamin.
He works.
Yeah. Does he?
You think you and Jamin could do a daily show?
Oh, absolutely.
That people would listen to?
I think so. We'd catch on. Jamin would figure it out.
I appreciate the fact that you have confidence.
We did it I wasn't even
a Saturday morning.
Yeah, and
show
I wasn't even good at radio then.
Went up against, you know what was on the other station?
Sewing.
Sewing and a guy doing a garage sale.
But I wasn't even good at radio then. Now I'm awesome, and I could probably do it. But anyway, you'll be fine.
Nah, not with when you talk like that.
What did I talk like? You're the one saying it's going away.
You make it sound like I'm expendable.
You're scaring the listeners when you say stuff like that.
The listeners don't scare. And not one person has.
They want us to stick around.
Who texted you?
Nobody.
Same with me. Unless I get a text during the next commercial break. I'm resigning today.
Okay. Me too.
All right, there it is.
I better get that text. Stay on, guys.
To my text.
Well, I need one too, or I'm gone.
Really?
Yep.
Are we the most insecure people who have ever lived?
Top five, at least.
It's sad. Yours is legitimate. I'm just having fun.
Oh, yeah. Mine's totally legit.
I'm just having fun with my
No,
perceived,
you desperately want a text. You want to be admired.
No, I don't want to be admired. I am admired.
Well, let's get that text then that
proves
it.
They'll be coming here shortly.
Yeah.
I know our friend Brian will text.
No, that doesn't count.
I know my wife will.
Doesn't count.
Who else?
I don't know. Who counts?
Some random person.
Yeah, someone from a number I don't recognize.
There you go. All right, we'll take a break on that challenge. We'll see who gets the first text.
Not me.
We'll see if either of us get a text.
We'll see if anyone
cares. We can't make it up.
Correct.
I can't give our phone number. It's got to be in your address book.
You could give the show's number.
869-1240.
Without...
You could call Max and he could give you my number.
Really?
Catherine, she's been holding on the IHOP hotline. Hello, Catherine.
Hello. I just wanted to say I love your banter between generations. So skip the Jim Rome show and stay with Bob and Jeff.
Who do you feel like the younger soul is on this show, Catherine?
Well, I know that it is Jeff.
Okay.
Thank you.
He's younger chronologically, but we appreciate you, Catherine. Thank you for listening, and we always enjoy your calls, and thanks for being a fan.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Here's
Catherine.
Here's Jake. Jake has something to offer, we think. Jake?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How y'all doing today?
We're doing well.
That's good. That's good to hear, man. Just wanted to give a little bit of credit where credit's due. I heard the collegiate coach talking earlier about, you know, he got some pointers and some coaching tips and whatnot from a Riverside tennis coach, Daryl Snyder. Let's not forget, though, you know, he talked about Klotzmeyer with the soccer, and Daryl Snyder and Pat Snyder actually own Soccer West, so he should have thrown them right in there with that conversation as well, because without
Soccer West, it was a gaping hole in that conversation. No doubt, Jay.
Unforgivable.
Thank you.
Hey, no problem. Y'all have a great day.
Yeah, I can't believe Coach Hawley couldn't mention Soccer West as part of our interview about him going into the Kansas State High School Activities Association Hall of Fame. I almost called him on it. But
thankfully we have Jake.
To those of you at Soccer West, thank you for helping Coach Hawley get into the Hall of Fame.
Sure.
Well, I mean, why not? It's an obvious connection.
Yeah, I think all of us knew and saw that.
And we needed Jake to point it out.
I did not get a text, but I got a Facebook message and an email.
I got two Facebook messages and a text.
Okay. And we got a call. So there's five people who want us.
Who was your Facebook message from?
Benny Dick, our friend.
What about your email?
It's my friend I've never met, but he's my friend, Sandy. He emails me about the Guardians, and we have some back and forth about the Guardians.
Is Sandy a Wichitan?
As far as I know.
Well,
he's listening to the show.
We're happy about that. Congratulations.
Yes.
So we've got at least three people who care.
That's good.
And two who are kind of on the fence.
They call that a groundswell of support. It's a grassroots effort.
I think as word gets out, even more people will not care.
Probably.
That's my guess.
Yeah, well, statistically,
what I want you to understand. People have very busy lives.
They say they do.
Christmas season. Lots of things going on. This show is an afterthought to many.
Well, of course.
It's pretty high profile to us.
I wouldn't go that far.
We do. Well, that's because you're not invested in it.
I'm invested in it. Is it high profile? That's tough.
For me, it is.
All right.
It's, you know, I do League 42. I do this. It all has meaning to me.
It has meaning, yes.
So thank you to Billy and to Ned for reaching out to me.
Sounds like you made those names up, but that's okay.
No, I didn't. I didn't make them up.
Did Cletus not call?
So now you're knocking Billy and Ned. See, that's why nobody wants you around. Who are your people again?
Oh, they were fantastic.
Who was the emailer?
Sandy, my guy
Sandy.
Sandy? Yeah. He's an older gentleman. He can be named Sandy.
Sandy Duncan?
Maybe.
Nothing wrong with the name Sandy.
Oh, that was
Sandy
funny.
Sandy Koufax?
I'm still reeling from the Cletus bomb I just dropped.
Who's the comedian? Sandy, oh, gosh. Can't think of
There's a Sandra Bernhardt.
That's not Sandy.
I understand, but I don't know who you're thinking of.
There's a comedian out there.
Right
I
now?
I just know it. No, back in the day. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
Well, you have Sandy Honig.
That's not the one.
Sandy Barron.
No.
I don't think there are many Sandy comedians.
Could be wrong.
Sandy Danto?
No. We're not going to go through every Sandy.
Well, we just did. So I think.
I don't have time for that.
We did. It's over.
Yeah, that's fine. There's two Monday night games tonight, right?
Yes.
And the Raiders are in one. Who cares? Why do you do that, NFL?
Not sure why they put two Monday night games on tonight. Because isn't it the Falcons and the Raiders? Which, yuck. What's the other one?
It's just two bad games. Chicago, Minnesota. I guess you watch that one. But I don't. I'm not watching it.
Nah.
I'm going to watch the Dexter.
Dexter?
Yeah, they got the Dexter's.
Is there more Dexter?
It's what do you call it when it's pre instead of post?
Prequel?
Yeah, prequel. This is about Dexter growing up.
God, do we need more Dexter?
Oh, can't wait. Even my wife's not going to watch this one.
Right, she shouldn't. Didn't we kind of have our fill of Dexter with the sequel part? I don't think anybody liked that.
There's a fan base out here that likes this show.
But I thought the second part of it wasn't that well received.
It did very well.
Oh, bad boy. This is not good.
I'm looking forward to it.
You should watch No Good Deed. I think you'd like that show.
I might. I was underwhelmed by Yellowstone. Underwhelmed's too kind. What's the woman's name, the character?
You're the one who wrote about it. Was it Beth or something?
Beth. Most unlikable character in the history of television. Every time she came on, it's just, I don't think I've ever.
Why'd you continue to watch?
I don't know, because there's elements of it that are good. The scenery is unbelievable, and you watch it for that. And there's a few characters that are tolerable, but she's not one of them.
Unfortunate. Well, I'm glad I didn't put myself through that then.
And they've got a spinoff coming on that show with her and Rip. And I like Rip, except there's no way that guy would let this woman run all over him the way he allows Beth to. I just don't get it.
We all have our characteristics that might surprise others.
And I'm fine with equal say. My goodness, that's how every relationship should be. It should be as much down the middle as possible.
I heard Rip, control your woman. That's what I heard coming out of your mouth.
I'm not saying that at all, but I'm just saying make a stand, my friend. Stand up for yourself. You're a cowboy. You're a rancher. Come on.
Well, at home, Rip is that persona wears off, I guess.
It's unrealistic. I'm done with. I'm going off the rails here.
Is it just going to be called the Beth and
Taylor Sheridan needs to condense things a little bit.
We all, there comes a point of no return, a tipping point for everything.
I can't wait to talk to Mike Furtz.
And Dexter reached it 20 or so years ago.
I feel like Scott Griffiths is my wrestling guy.
Yeah, you would.
There's no question.
Where's he been?
That Mike Furtz is my TV movie guy.
Where's Scott been? Doesn't even come around.
Scott's dropping off the face. There's another guy, very much in the vein of Rip. Let's go. Come to the wrestling pay-per-views.
It'd be nice.
That's what we want. That's all we ask.
So we should call Scott Rip from now on, even though I don't understand the reference and I don't watch the show.
I'm sad that Jeff didn't do his Dexter.
I'm going to kill somebody.
Say that again, Max. Jeff's talking all over you.
No, he's doing Dexter. I was sad that he didn't do Dexter, but he just did it.
I should have done Dexter while we were talking about
that. That's just Bob Huggins.
No, it's not.
That's every impersonation you've ever done.
You'll see that I had a rough childhood, which makes me want to kill people now.
That's Bob Huggins as Dexter.
No, this is Bob Huggins.
You can't even do it.
Different.
It's the same thing.
I drank too much.
See, that's the same thing.
No, you can. People can hear the subtle differences between them.
You watched the first Dexter,
no difference,
right, Bob?
Between them. And what's that?
You watched the first Dexter, right, Bob? The original.
Of course, I've watched every episode of Dexter.
They covered his childhood in the first Dexter. They flashback, and I don't get it. They flashback and everything.
I'm going to give it a shot, see if I like it. And if I like it, I'll hang with it.
This show hopes you like it.
Well, I like
watching. So we can reference it more often.
I like watching shows. So
yeah,
you know that. My entire
I do know
life.
That. Quite a while. I can't speak to your entire life.
I like to get an escape into the creativity of others.
It's nothing wrong with
that.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of creativity.
Clearly.
And then I like to judge whether that creativity works.
Okay. Well, that's called being a fan.
Right. There's no creativity in sports per se. The team's either going to be good or it's not going to be good. Now, that's too much of a blanket statement. There's obviously room for creativity with the athletes. But what I'm saying is the artistic element of
I don't know. You're taking this a little too seriously.
Well, no, this is who I am.
It's a little too. It's a little.
Yeah,
it's a little much.
Here's what I'll do.
You're not.
I'd like a drink, and then I'd go kill someone. And that's Dexter and Bob Huggins.
It is. You're right.
Stupid.
Isn't that crazy?
It's dumb.
You act like you're an Oscar voter or something. Just watch stuff.
I'm going to yank that guy out of the game, and then after the game, I'm going to take him home and kill him. Stupid.
That's pretty good. I hope you haven't taken my only
Max, who does
talent.
The better impersonation?
They both were excellent. That was excellent, Bob.
It sucked.
You hate that?
Oh my goodness. I began it. You're just a copycat at this point, like Dexter.
All right. Thank you for listening, everyone. We'll be back here tomorrow. Hope you are as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.